Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome in to a post-U.S. Open edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper, his dad Billy Casper, two times a winner of the U.S. Open, 1959 at Wingfoot and 1966 at Olympic Club. Talk about the cathedrals of the game, Bob. Those are two of them, and we just came off of another one in Oakmont. I would suggest that not all cathedrals are created equal, some more beautiful than others, and this one is the big...
Some more difficult than others, too.
I don't want to hurt the members' feelings and have them start.
It's not hurting the members' feelings because they wanted it worse.
Have them start planting trees again. But I'm kind of with Herbert Warren Wynn on this one. It's a brute, man.
It was an
ugly brute, but it was a test and a proper test for a U.S. Open. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Adam Shupak with Golf Week Magazine is going to join us. He was walking the final round in the slop with the leaders. The caddy is going to join us on the back nine, hour number two as well. We got to talk about J.J. Spahn. 40-32. The round, the putts, the birdies, the lab putter. How about lab getting their first major win? Man, that company, what an interesting, what a big story in golf, not in professional golf, but in golf industry that has been this year. We're going to talk about the leaderboard. Burns and Scott in that final group. Hatton and McIntyre, what they did. Hovland is in the mix there with JJ. And Scheffler, the favorite, would he find a way to get his nose back in there while everyone else is faltering? He's the best player in the world. Surely he's going to make a showing. Not quite. We'll talk about the Burns ruling. We'll talk about the golf course. Wyndham Clark basically defiled sacred ground. I think that's the way you could put it.
Not just once, but twice. I mean, there were two lockers that were kicked in.
Man, that is so sad. We were there. We'll talk about that and his so-called attempt at an apology. Really bad. Rory McIlroy, for all the fuss he made about the driver, guess who led the field at Oakmont in strokes gained off the tee? Yeah, you'll find that to be surprising. We'll talk about Rory, the ratings, the Johnny and Jack interview, which took place after our show aired last week. Some tremendous stuff. And then PGA Tour has a new CEO in Brian Rolapp. We'll talk about all of that coming up on this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. We'll get it kicked off next.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at fujikuragolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X are the best performing, most consistent in the game. So how does the best get better? You start by listening to the best players in the world. You experiment, iterate, validate. You trust the best process to create the best golf ball the game has ever known. The all-new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. More speed off the tee. More control with your irons. More spin with your wedges. And more opportunity to shoot your lowest scores.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com to find out all that's going on there. You know about the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course that's hosted PGA Tour and LPGA Tour events. You know that they have a water park coming. The hotel is open. The spa is now open. I had a chance to tour it this last week. Plume Spa is fantastic. Some cool stuff in there. I can't remember what you call it, Bob. What is it, like cryogenic? Or, yeah, something where you lay in these beds and that folds you up and you can. They have a cold one and a heat one.
Interesting.
And it was 100 down there when I was there, and I was thinking that cold one sounded pretty darn good. Sort of like a cold plunge, but you're not in the water. Yeah. Anyway, they got really nice. The whole setup is beautiful. So the spa is open, the restaurants are open, and there's exclusive real estate opportunities available, including some new single-family home lots that are just being released. Check out blackdesertresort.com for all the details. Here's JJ Spahn.
It felt like as bad as things were going, like I just still try to just commit to every shot. I tried to just continue to dig deep. I mean, I've been doing it my whole life. And I think that's been the biggest difference this year is being able to do that. And fortunately, you know, I dug very deep on the back nine and you know, things went my way and here we are with the trophy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tale of two nines for sure. Bob, the first six holes that JJ played, he's five over threes. I was exhausted for him.
Yeah.
He went from rough, to bunkers, to off flag sticks, to off rakes, to, I mean, it felt like every bad break he could get, he got. And you were just like, well, check that guy off. He's done.
Yep.
But he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. And for him, the benefit was when play went into suspension. And, you know, we've talked many, many times about both sides of the coin there. If you're playing well, you don't want play to be suspended. You want to be able to continue and keep moving on. Kind of like Sam Burns. You know, he makes birdie at 10, and he's got a couple-shot lead, and things are going great, and then all of a sudden, you know, he starts getting some unfortunate breaks and a bad ruling and leaving balls in the rough, you know, with pitch shots around greens and that kind of thing, and he starts to spiral down. Well, Conversely, if you're playing bad and there has a chance, there's a chance of a weather and a you know, they're going to suspend play, then that kind of almost resets it for you. That gives you a reset to be able to go back out, to be able to focus, and he was able to do that and shoot, you know, go from 32, which nobody had ever shot 40 on the front nine, five over par, and gone on to win. He shot 40 on the front nine, and then he turns around and shoots 32 on the back nine with four birdies and a bogey on the 15th hole. So he was able to turn that whole thing around and be able to make some long putts, some bombs, and it was pretty cool to watch.
That 32 was just one shy of Johnny Miller's 31 when he shot that historic 63 back in 73 right there at Oakmont. So that back nine 31 for Johnny, it was a 32 for JJ. And you're right. You know, here's what I'll say. I mean, you did mention Burns had birdied 10, but it felt like nobody was playing well.
No.
So I don't really...
It seemed like nobody wanted to win.
Well, I think, yes, on the outset, I think everybody wanted to win. The golf course was just so darn hard, and the elements made it even tougher. And so I think that saying somebody got the wrong side of that break, you know, maybe it is Sam Burns, because at the, you know, as you look at it, he's the one, he has to go sit there and think, man, I'm just a few holes away from accomplishing a lifelong dream. Where everybody else was just like, I'm totally screwed. I might as well just go out and, you know, what do I have to lose kind of thing. And I think JJ said that later, what do I have to lose? But for him to come, for him to birdie 12, the par five, right? Which is, you know, again, that wasn't necessarily a birdie hole all week.
That was a 40 foot putt on 12 too.
That was one. He made the 40 footer. He made the 22 footer. And then he made the 64 footer. I mean, birdie at 14, birdie at 17, which was driving the green in that situation.
Yep.
Talk about nails.
Oh.
And then 18, you know, you think about, Johnny talks about all the stuff that happened to him in 73. The woman that kept coming up to him, telling him that he was going to win every day.
Yeah.
And you know, even though he forgot the yardage book and whatever, shot 76 on Saturday, the little voice that told him to open his stance way up and all of those things, right? It just, he was just, there was things that happened. JJ, I mean, gets Victor Hovland to hit his approach shot right behind his.
Right behind him.
And that's one of the, I just thought, when I saw that, I was like, that's one of those things, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes you need those little things to happen. You think about Phil Mickelson, you know, when he won, and we were right there in 2004 sitting greenside, and DeMarco hits it just past him. And everybody's like, oh, and Phil like looks at everybody like, no, I got it. I know what just happened. Yeah. And he stood off to the side. Again, you don't ever stand behind the guy when he's putting.
No,
when he's going to show you a read. That's bad form.
Bad form.
Yeah. So he stood off this, and as soon as that putt is hit, go ahead and step in there and take a look.
Yep.
And just JJ did that for sure and watched it. And maybe more than the line, he got the speed.
He didn't have to make the putt.
Right.
He only had to two putt. So it's perfect that Hovland has to putt first, because now he can see the line and everything, and he can see the speed.
The speed was big.
Speed was huge.
Yeah. And then he goes and rolls
going
it
down through that little dip and up on the swale and ball breaking to the right. You could putt it off the green.
You could definitely three putt from there under those circumstances. Easy. Without question.
Easy.
And so he gets a little bit of comfort. I mean, it just settles your mind to watch a putt once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those guys are good enough. If you let them hit a putt and then rake it back and hit it again, I mean, how many times are they going to make the second one? How many times do you make the second one? I mean, you're out there going, oh, I'm second team All-American. Yeah, I mean, if you got an 8-footer and you roll it and it just stays high, rake it back and you go, that doesn't break as much as I thought, and you just hit it right in the hole.
Boom.
Or the pressure's not on, like, I got to make this birdie to win this hole, and you miss it and you rake it back, pressure's off, you already lost the hole or you tied the hole, and you just pour it in. So, yeah, all of that stuff matters. Like, every little break you can get matters, especially in that kind of a pressure cooker U.S. Open.
I had somebody ask me this week, how many times out of 100 do you think he makes that putt?
One.
If you got all the people around you, the U.S. Open on the line, everything, how many times out of 100 do you think he makes that putt? And I said, he made it. That's it. That's the only time he's going to make it again.
That's probably true.
Once.
I mean,
64 feet with a putt that breaks 4, 5, 6 feet left to right, down a slope, up another one, going right. Crazy. Crazy. And he knocks it in.
You got to hand it. So you start looking at it and you go, okay, J.J. Spahn, Robert McIntyre, Victor Hovland, that's some star power.
Yeah.
Cam Young, Tyrrell Hatton, Carlos Ortiz, John Rahm. Hey, I know that name. Scottie Scheffler. Hey, I know that name. Those are the tie for sevenths that were five shots back.
Right.
So you start looking at it and go, yeah, but this, Kyle, this was the biggest tournament and we had this sort of weird leaderboard. And I loved what Brandel Chamblee said afterwards. He said, look, Johnny Miller wasn't Johnny Miller before he won at Oakmont, right? Ernie Els wasn't Ernie Els before he won at Oakmont. And, you know, Angel Cabrera wasn't Angel Cabrera before he won at Oakmont.
They won golf tournaments, but they weren't.
In a lot of ways, Jack Nicklaus wasn't Jack till he beat Arnie in his backyard there in 62.
And that was his first win ever.
His first
on the PGA Tour.
Win and his first. Wait, was this
his first major?
Was it really? Yep. Okay, yep. I missed that part. That's impressive. So you look at that stuff. Those were springboards. And then Dustin Johnson was already Dustin Johnson. He validated who he was by winning at Oakmont. So when I look at that, you go, well, this is kind of a crappy leaderboard, but is it? I mean, is J.J. Spahn just going to start, you know? Or, you know, is Robert McIntyre, is he about to break through and win the Open Championship? You know, Victor Hovland is long overdue, it feels like, for a major championship. Cam Young has been struggling, but he's working his way back. I think Tyrrell Hatton is prime for a major. Carlos Ortiz is up and comer, but he's been playing on live, so we haven't seen him as much. You know, Rahm can win majors. Scheffler can win majors. Burns seems like he's got the game for it. Ben Griffin's one of the hottest players on tour. Russell Henley as well this year. Xander Schauffele picked up 2 last year, and Brooks Koepka's got 5. So when you look at essentially the top 10, I mean, it is some pretty good star power. Oh, by the way, Adam Scott, who was in the final group, has won a Masters, and Rory McIlroy shot 67, which I think was the low round of the day, or tied for
round
low
of round of the day.
And he was, you know, he's got just clipped the career Grand Slam. So I don't know that it was as quote-unquote battle leaderboard is what some people make it out to be. But it did lack a little bit of star power, but I think it made up for it in the thrills down the stretch. We'll talk about more of that next. Bob, hold that thought. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll hit that and much more. Again, Adam Shupak from Golf Week will join us in about 15 minutes. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, talking about J.J. Spahn and his win last week at Oakmont, the 125th U.S. Open Championship. One of the things that I thought was really cool was afterwards, Tyrrell Hatton, who had kind of made, you know, a push there, and he was going to kind of wait and see. And he's such a fun player anyway. He had said earlier that, you know, the U.S. Open brings everybody into his mindset. Everybody loses their mind, and that's how he plays every single week. And he's a great character, right? We lost one there to live, but he's still fun to watch and fun to play. Here he is talking after his round, and he's watching the monitor when J.J. hits his putt. This is great.
I feel like, for the most part, I played pretty well. Although I did struggle a little bit on the restart with missing a few shots right. But I feel like I managed that well. And then, the finish at the end hurts a lot. I didn't... If you're going to miss the 17th with that pin, you have to miss it right. I did my bit. I feel like I was extremely unlucky to finish where it did. He's hold it. Unbelievable. What a putt to win. That's incredible.
What do you think he's feeling right now?
In shock, I would guess. Unbelievable. Fair play.
I mean, that's that right there is the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, how good, first of all, great sportsmanship. He could have been like, oh, are you freaking kidding me? Really? He's going to make that? And that, I guess I'm done. You know, that's how I would have been feeling. And he's just like, I don't know. I just was struck by the calmness and the coolness that he exuded right there, watching the U.S. Open trophy slip out of his fingers and JJ grab it away. Like, that was pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, not only him, but Robert McIntyre sitting in the locker room, and you know they have a camera on him and stuff like that. He sees the putt go in and immediately starts to clap, you know, and say good for him, you know it. And here's a guy that really had a chance to win. He was only one shot out of it at the time, and to be able to for him to have that sportsmanship along with Tyrrell Hatton, to have the sportsmanship and really feel genuinely happy for the guy that made the putt, especially how he made the putt. But you know what? You were talking about the guys that finished in the top six.
Yeah.
Every one of those guys is a winner on the PGA Tour.
Mm.
Every one of those guys has won golf tournaments. J.J. Spahn won in 2002. Robert McIntyre won twice last year. Victor Hovland has won. Cameron Young has won. Tyrrell Hatton. And also Carlos Ortiz. Every one of those guys has won on the PGA Tour. And if you're, even though two of those guys, Hatton and Ortiz, are playing on LIV, every one of the guys that is in this tournament, especially the top, you know, 50 to 100 players in the world, every one of those guys could have won this week. And the guys that finished in the top six, guess what? They're all great players. And they all proved it by how they played at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, no question about it. So we talk about the putts. We talk about J.J. Spahn. How about Scottie Scheffler? You know, speaking of that leaderboard, he was the number one player coming in.
Yep.
He was the one that, you know, we sort of expected would make a charge. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
You know, I think my main takeaway is that's, you know, why I battle, I think, as hard as I did this week. I was very proud of mentally kind of how I was over the course of 4 days. You know, I did a lot of things out there that could really kind of break a week, and I never really got that one, you know, good break that kind of propels you. It was like I'd hit it this far off, and, you know, seemingly every time I did, I was punished pretty severely for it. Like, even today, you know, I make that double early, and then I come back, I birdie four, I hit what I feel like is a good tee shot on five, and it's just off the first cut, and I don't have a stance again. It's just little things like that add up over the course of a week, and, you know, that's the second time this week it's happened where I thought a ball was in the fairway, get up there, and I actually don't have a stance. I'm chipping out sideways. You know, I hit, I could go on, but, you know, hitting a pin with an iron shot where the ball should be a foot from the hole, and all of a sudden I got 20 feet. It's just little stuff like that where, you know, the weeks when you win, you know, you need to have good luck, I think, sometimes in order to win tournaments. And this week, the way I was battling, I just wasn't able to give myself enough chances. And, yeah, I think that's really what it came down to. Like, if I had 4 days like I did today, I think it would have been a different story. But, you know, I was playing kind of behind the eight ball most of the week, hitting the ball in the rough. So, overall, you know, proud of how I battled, gave myself a chance, but ultimately just, you know, didn't have enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, right, to come back and win this back-to-back majors. But what I like about that quote is that was his first question that he was asked. What would he take away from it and everything? And you heard him just going through. Don't we all do that? Don't we all sit there after a round and you go, oh, if I had this, if that, you got to have some lie. I had that break. And then he pauses like, yeah, I mean, ultimately, I just didn't have enough stuff. You know, it's just the mindset is so interesting. So you look at Scotty, 10th in strokes gained, number of putts. He was tied for ninth. So his putter continues to be good. Hit 29 of 56 fairways. I mean, he talked about that where he was just off enough that it wasn't, you know, it just kept him out of position. Strokes gained off the tee, he was losing a little bit. He was 48th. He was great with his approach. You know, he was 10th in strokes gained approach. So his iron game was good. Driver just got him a little bit.
And that was it.
At the PGA, but he was able to battle through it. And then, you know, just kept him out of what he needed to do.
Yeah, as severe as this golf course is with rough and everything around the greens, you got to get the ball in the fairway. Traditionally, guys that have won here have hit 70% of their fairways. J.J. Spahn hit like 63 or 65 maybe percent of his fairways. And so it was a little down, but he putted extremely well. And I think what he finished strokes gained like second or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, Scotty wasn't just he was missing it left again. We talked about at the PGA Championship and that his misses left right now. And that's frustrating him a little bit. So because he was missing it left, it cost him some shots. Here's a guy that finished tied for seventh at four over par. He shoots 73, 71, 70, 70. He shot even par on the weekend.
Amazing.
Which is, yeah, amazing. And those even pars could have been under pars. But it seemed like he would make some mistakes, make a bogey or a double bogey, and then he was catching up. And he still was able to catch up and shoot even par on the weekend. So, he proved why he's still number one in the world because of what he was able to do and how he was able to do it around that golf course when he didn't have his best game.
Look at the other guys around in the shot even par on the weekend. I mean, Rahm, 73-67, that's even. 67-73 for Ortiz, that's even. 68-72 for Hatton, that was even.
Yep.
You know, I mean, pretty remarkable. 69-72 for J.J. Spahn. 69-68 for Robert McIntyre. I think he probably played the best weekend was McIntyre.
Yep.
Both rounds in the 60s. Just a quick check. I'm not seeing, nobody else had two rounds in the 60s In fact, if you go through, you're barely going to find players with two rounds in the 60s for the week, let alone a weekend. So McIntyre, you know, he started 70-74 and then came back with that 69-68. That's pretty impressive. The thing about going back to Scotty, though, 73 in the opening round, that was the time to make hay, right? That was when you needed to do it, and he shot a 73 and just didn't quite have it in that opening round. All right, hey, coming up next, Adam Shupak, Golf Week magazine. He was walking with the leaders in that final group. We'll get his take and opinion next.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Join us at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf to test drive the new Callaway Elite product line. Experience the future of performance with new shaping, materials, and AI 10X Smart Face delivering up to 8 yards longer with even more forgiveness. Book your fitting in-store or online. Uinta Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971 with our legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried & Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you and joined now by our good friend, senior writer with Golf Week magazine. He's been out covering the PGA Tour for a long time. Adam Shupak joins us right now. Adam, how's it going, man?
Going great. We're covering from U.S. Open, but, you know, it got kind of exciting there at the end.
I noticed the interviews this week at the Travelers. There was one guy that just wanted to ask everybody about their recovery. So the fact that you said you started out with your recovery from the U.S. Open, I love it. What do you do for recovery? Like this guy asked every single player, and I started wondering if this guy worked for some sort of a med spa or something that was, based focused on recovery, and he was trying to get some insights or sound bites. But it was exhausting. Certainly more so for the players and caddies that were inside the ropes, but even just trying to get around that place was pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah, it was a tiring week, and that place just wears guys down, and like it's a brute. And before long, they're smashing tee markers and demolishing lockers. These guys just kind of lose their mind there.
Yeah, Rory, as you said, smashing T Locker and Wyndham Clark with the lockers. Let me ask a question. What, do you think the course was too hard?
That's a good question. I don't think it was too hard. I think that we've reached the point with equipment that they got to get a little gimmicky. They got to, you know, the greens were running 15 and the rough was at least 5 inches and they narrow the fairway so much. It's a little, you know, it's a little overdone, but that's what they've got to do these days to be able to expose the weaknesses of these guys. And they still, you know, seem to care about what the winning score is. So I think that's what they're going to continue to have to do.
It's the identity, right, that John Bodenhammer talks about. It's, you know, tough but fair and all of those things. It's what the U.S. Open is, and there really isn't another golf tournament like that. We don't see it at any of the other majors. And I don't suppose that's a knock on any of the other events, and I don't think it's a knock on the U.S. Open. I just think that's what they want to do. And so if you want to win that trophy, you're going to have to go through – you could call it all that crap, or you could call it that. It's just that test, right?
Yeah. I think it's, I love that week. I love seeing the players have to really having par really matter and where every part of the game is going to be. I think there's a full examination all week long. You know, this week at the Travelers, it's going to be more of a birdie fest, and you can get away with some parts of your game being off. There at Oakmont, if you missed a fairway, you know, you were hacking out, and you were going to have to figure out a way to get the ball in the hole and still make a par. But and you were going to have to, you know, putt lights out if you were going to contend, and you were going to have to hit the ball precisely on your approach shots or get up and down. I mean, you had to have everything, and that's what makes the U.S. Open, you know, one of the great events in golf.
So John Bodenhammer, as Brian was saying, he wants every club in the bag to get dirty, especially the one in between your ears and that kind of thing. So having said that, and the setup with the rough, the speed of the greens, the, you know, wanting players to hit it in the fairway, wanting players to test them around the greens and chipping in and everything that's all concerned with the test of a U.S. Open, is there luck to winning a U.S. Open as well?
I think there's usually some luck every week, maybe a little bit more so at the U.S. Open. I don't have a problem with the luck part. I guess, you know, the one thing that I didn't like about the U.S. Open this year, I think they needed to move up the tee times go with three and try to finish. They should have tried to finish before that big storm, because I think we would have had a different winner if there isn't that break in the action and if the course didn't get as wet as it did. It was really wet out there. I was out there walking with the leaders on Sunday when it started raining. I was not prepared. It was hot out, so I didn't want a jacket. It was hot out, so I didn't want to. And it was, you know, like you said, a long walk, so I didn't want to bring an umbrella. So I just got soaked out there. I just think that the J.J. Spahn would not be the champion if there hadn't been that break in the action. He was able to reset and regroup, and the whole thing changed. And it was really because they wanted you know, TV wants a 7 o'clock finish, and nobody would have really. The ratings would have gone down if the thing had been over at 3 or 3:30.
Yeah. So that's some of that luck, right? I guess that's involved.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, I agree with you, by the way, on all of that. So you're out walking. Let's talk about a couple of the things before we get to broken lockers and tee markers, the Sam Burns ruling. I think maybe can we start there? Like, I my understanding of casual water, and you were out walking that golf course. I think the whole golf course was casual at some point in time, wasn't it?
I know they've gotten a ton of water, a rain for a whole month, and the crew did an incredible job getting the course as good as it was, and that somehow that place, they didn't, you know, a lot of times congressional, I think of when Rory won in 2011 was so soft that, you know, he won with 16 under, and Sometimes when the courses get soft like that, these guys just chew it up, but not at Oakmont. So, I mean, who knows what the, would have been the winning score if it had been a, you know, fast and firm sure. that week. But it was so wet on just after, like when I got in, it was pooling and streams. And I didn't think they were going to be able to play anymore. And an incredible job they did to get it. But I think that, to me, that looked like casual water. And I think that you saw the water that came up when he did swing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sam Burns got a bad deal there. And I was surprised, especially when he asked the second guy, that both of them didn't think it was casual water. I don't know. The USGA usually, you know, they've given some generous rulings out. I think it was, yeah, now I'm thinking it was Oakmont where Ernie Els got a real gift when they let him move. They said that there was like a scoreboard in the way. Remember that?
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was very suspect. This time it was legit, I think. I think he got a bad break there.
Mm. All right. So, how about the Wyndham Clark? I mean, I don't mean, by the way, I want to talk about J.J. Spahn, and this is great. I don't mean to nitpick apart the U.S. Open. Like, I think it was fantastic, but there were so many little subtleties and little storylines out of this that are fascinating. and one of them certainly was Wyndham Clark, who apparently did the damage to the locker, and then his, I guess, I don't know, pretty much failed attempt at an apology this week at the Travelers. When you get invited, we went out for media day. You walk around that place; it feels like you're in, you know, a museum. It's a historic place. You just feel fortunate to even be there. And I understand that he's there under different circumstances. He earned his way there, and he's trying to compete, and he's frustrated at the state of his game and his performance for the week. But I don't think any of those things gives you the, I guess, ability or the right to or privilege to go out and damage something, especially so historic as those lockers. It's a pretty cool place. That was one of the things that struck me even more than playing the course was just walking through that locker room and to see the pictures of that. It was a shame.
Yeah, that's, you know, we're talking about one of the great cathedrals of golf. I think I've read this, so I don't know this for a fact, but I've heard secondhand that these lockers are like the same ones that Bobby Jones used, that they've preserved these lockers for the last 100 years or so. And, just to think that like Hogan and Nicholas and all these guys all came through and played there. I don't know. I think it's a terrible look. I'm kind of happy it happened to him because I think he needs a wake up call because, you know, he just lost his mind at the last major and had to, you know, do a mea culpa when he, you know, nearly injured a volunteer throwing his club on the 14th hole at the PGA Championship. And so this is kind of a recurring thing. He's had some issues with his temper back when he was in college and even as of, you know, on the PGA Tour, you know, it seemed like he had really turned a corner with working with a mental coach, but you know, I he's struggling right now. He said still wants to make the Ryder Cup team, and he's going to struggle to make the FedEx Cup the way he's been playing this season. So
yeah.
I'm not sure if he's going to have to really turn things around. He's playing really well this week. So maybe this was a good thing for him. And I think it also is probably a good thing that this got out and went viral. Cause I think guys might think twice before they do it next time. Like that, they don't, because this was a really bad look for him. And, I think he lost a lot of fan support over this. He was, you know, kind of beloved from Netflix and Full Swing telling his story, which is a great one. But this was a tough look. And, you know, I saw Graham McDowell posted, you know, not that he was saying that he supports this type of behavior, but you know, noted that he's seen much worse. I mean, I think I can think of sometimes Henrik Stenson, one guy jumps to mind. You know, has lost his mind before in the locker room, and that's typically a sanctuary for the players that you don't see stuff like that get out. But I think guys in the future will maybe wait till they get to their hotel room before they take out their anger.
Go rock star and destroy the hotel room instead.
Exactly. Exactly. And Rory, you know, as you talked about, Rory broke the tee marker, threw a couple clubs during the week. He seems pretty frustrated with what's happening. And not to belabor the point with him or with Wyndham Clark, but how about J.J. Spahn after the reset? after that weather delay, what he was able to do on that back nine, shooting five over par through six holes on the front, and then coming back on the back nine, shooting three under par, making four birdies and only one bogey. And what an amazing finish, a 64-foot putt on the last hole. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, my jaw was just on the ground when he made that putt. That's one I'm never going to forget. And, yeah, just really found it with the putter. Made three really incredible birdie putts coming in. And, yeah, you know, he's a guy that certainly has a lot of talent, but we just haven't seen him be able to finish off tournaments. And I think he gained a lot from what happened, losing, you know, taking Rory to the distance and beyond in a playoff that went on to Monday at the Players Championship this year. He's certainly shown, you know, that validated to him that he can hang with some of these best guys. Cause you know, he's only had one tour victory. And, you know, I think coming from behind maybe helped him, that he didn't have the pressure of holding the 54 hole lead. But yeah, I can't think of too many other scenarios where a guy, you know, it looked like he had ejected. I mean, I thought Victor said he thought he was at, you know, that he was already out of it, you know, kind of by the turn. And that break that I've talked about earlier, he was on the ninth tee, and right after that got to spend, you know, it was a 96 minute break, and got to talk to both of his coaches, who gave him Adam Schreiber, his swing coach, said he gave him the Lou Holtz tough love, and, you know, kicked him in the rear and told him, like, you know, it's not over yet. Let's leave it all. No regrets. Let's go out there and win this thing. And then his other coach is putting, is a short game coach who he just started working with, Josh Gregory, told him, like, look, if the beginning of the week, you would have signed up on Monday to be in this spot, you know, just three back, four back, whichever, I think it was three or four, one of those, to be in that spot at this point with nine, 10 holes to go. You know, and I think that really, you know, reset him, and, you know, he said he even changed his clothing, felt like he was all fresh, and this was a new start, and he went out and, you know, he got it done. Other guys did not. I mean, it would have been a great story to see Adam Scott get a second major, you know, to have that for his legacy, but, you know, he couldn't find a fairway really on Sunday. And, you know, he skied to a 79, and, Sam Burns had a couple tough doubles, and, you know, I think he's got the game to win a major, but, you know, so far he's kind of come up short under the pressure of trying to seal the deal.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Adam Shupak, Golf Week Magazine, joining us. Great recap, great stuff, great coverage. It was good to be with you out there and run into you at the Pirates game early in the week. Before we let you go, new PGA Tour CEO Brian Rolup, what can you tell us about that? And what do you suspect will be the impact of having somebody like that come from his position in the NFL to lead the PGA Tour where they are right now with so much kind of uncertainty and a lot of new territory to embark on over the next probably year and a half?
Yeah, I think from everything I hear, this is a really strong hire. They've been looking for someone to run this new side of the business. He was basically the number two guy behind Roger Goodell at the NFL and was, you know, probably in line to take that position when Roger eventually steps down. But so, you know, he wasn't going to make a lateral move and be the number two. He's going to be the top dog. Jay Monahan's going to step, has announced he's going to, at the end of his contract next year, he will step down as the commissioner. So this is Brian Rolup, now the big guy in charge. And he's done all the media stuff for the NFL. So, you know, having the Thursday night package and NFL Network, and, you know, these are things that he spearheaded. And even, you know, the Friday game on Christmas week and Thanksgiving week and some of these different games that have brought in huge audiences and new revenue streams to NFL. I think he's going to bring some fresh ideas, and we'll see some big changes coming. And then he also said he's dealt with some complex issues before, and he knows he's got to deal with Liv and Saudi Arabia's PIF and try to figure out some sort of way to bring back the Brysons and other, you know, some of the top players at Liv, like Jon Rahm, who's, you know, probably we'd like to see all those top players more often. He gets that. So I think he's going to bring fresh ideas and a new voice, and the tour has been, you know, needing a leader. It's been a kind of ever since the framework, I think Jay's been kind of in a tough position. I think he's done some really good stuff in terms of getting, you know, the private equity money to help the PGA Tour and give the players equity and keep guys like the only other than Jon Rahm, pretty much the tour hasn't lost any other stars in this period of time. So I think he's done the best he can under difficult circumstances. And now, you know, the tour looking to grow and this guy, I haven't heard, nobody has anything bad to say about him. Seems to be a collaborative guy, but doesn't feel like he needs to take all the credit. And I think the tour made a pretty good getting someone, you know, coming from the NFL who has been so successful in his previous role.
Adam, thanks for the time, man. Great insights as always. I like the Pirates game. Let's catch a game somewhere else, right? We've got Seattle and Pittsburgh. Let's plan the next one.
All right. Sounds good. I always love to hit a ballpark when I'm on the road. One of the first things I do is check the schedule. I haven't decided if I'm going yet, but if there's a chance I'll be at the Rocket next week and try to hit a Detroit Tigers game. They're in town on Tuesday night.
I love it. We're not going to be there, but have a dog for us and enjoy. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Guys.
Thanks, Adam.
There you go. That's Adam Shupak, Golf Week Magazine, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. That'll do it for hour number one. Stay tuned. The back nine's next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter @RealGolf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.